Watcher, it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start this week with something from an LP called Beauties of 1918. Basically songs, American songs, that were popular at the end of the Great War. And I've chosen an aptly titled song, Hello Central, Give Me No Man's Land. Central, Give Me No Man's Land is a song I've never heard before I picked up this LP, that is. And the whole LP, plus some bonus tracks, have just been re-released on a fresh sound CD. The sextet on this Hollywood December 57 recording is co-led by the frontline men Charlie Mariano, alto and sometimes the recorder, and Jerry Dodgian, alto and sometimes flute. Our own Victor Feldman is on vibes, Jimmy Rolls piano, Monty Budwig bass and Shelly Mann drums. A great example of what was then dubbed the West Coast sound, a cool modern style to counter the then prevalent hard bop jazz that was coming out of New York. One of our favourite pianists, Brad Meldow, has a new album out, 4 CDs worth of him playing solo piano live. I just love it. Here's an example of the quality that runs throughout the entire album.
Thank you.
live solo piano improvisation on the Intermezzo in E minor, opus 119, by Brahms. That was recorded March 2011 in Bilbao in Spain. This 4-CD set brings together live solo piano numbers from a 10-year period, all in Europe, in fact. And it comes with 20 pages of detailed liner notes, all written by Brad Meldow. He explains that whilst Brahms is often criticised, certainly on his later works, for lacking sensuality, he, Meldow, disagrees with that, and that lovely piece certainly bears out his opinion. I read the Sunday Times review of this 4-CD set, and they were, at best, lukewarm over the music, comparing Meldow unfavourably with Keith Jarrett. I must say I disagree. Whilst I love Jarrett's work, much of it can reduce me to tears, he can also produce 30, 35, 45-minute long improvisations that are technically brilliant, but don't touch me at all. Compare and contrast this Meldow album. Every single piece is stunning, from Brahms to Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe. I strongly recommend this album, each and every one of the 300 minutes of music, and I'll play you another short extract later. But first, a new name to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thelonious Monk's compo Reflections, originally written as a ballad, but it's more often been played at a medium pace. But here, on this June 2005 recording, it takes it back to the Monk intention. The, before this album, unknown to me leader is altoist Francesco Cafiso, a young Sicilian. He would have been just 16 when he made this record, and we'll certainly look out for more of his work. The Japanese Venus label obviously thought very highly of him as they rounded up their best musos to support this, his debut album. David Hazeltine is on piano, David Williams bass, and Joe Farnsworth drums. This next one needs a little explanation. I'm really only using it as the intro to the song that follows it. It's pianist Barry Harris with his own compo and something of his own theme song with which he's closed every single one of his gigs for the last 20 years or so. And you are invited to join in. Recorded live at a club in Tokyo called Doug, that's D-U-G rather than D-O-U-G. This was in May 95. Pianist Barry Harris with two local musos that he used every time he visited Japan, which in his case was quite often. Kunimitsu Inaba on bass and Fumio Watanabe on drums. The song, a Barry Harris original, is called Nacimento, and it's closed every gig of his for the last 20-plus years, and audiences worldwide know exactly when and how to clap and to sing along. The most recent time I've seen Barry Harris live was just a couple of years ago, and yes, Nacimento, a very, very long Nacimento, closed the evening. I chose this version, the one we've just heard, as it's the shortest one I've got. Most go towards the 8 or 10 minute mark. Far too long for us, but fun when you're in the audience. And, I really use it as an intro to hear something by the person that inspired Barry to write the song, Milton Nacimento. This is Jazz-ish.
La vida, minha procura toda, trama da vida, o que o coração, com toda a inspiração, achou de nomear, gritando, alma, recria cada momento belo, já vivido e mais, atravessar fronteiras do amanhecer, e ao entardecer, olhar com calma. Alma vai além de tudo que o nosso mundo ousa perceber. Casa cheia de coragem, vida, tira a mancha que há no meu ser. Te quero ver, te quero ser. Alma, viaja nessa procura toda de me lapidar. Neste momento agora de me recriar, de me gratificar, te busco alma, eu sei. Casa aberta onde mora o mestre, o mago da luz, onde se encontra o templo que inventa a cor, animará o amor, onde se esquece a paz.
Alma vai além de tudo que o nosso mundo ousa perceber. Casa cheia de coragem, vida, todo afeto que há no meu ser. Te quero ver, te quero ser. Alma.
Nacimento is a Brazilian singer-songwriter and guitarist who has achieved worldwide recognition way beyond his home country, and enough to inspire the likes of Barry Harris to write a song to pay tribute to him. No, not jazz, more what we now call world music, but I really hope you enjoyed that diversion. The song was called Anima. This Verve 1982 release includes all the lyrics in both Portuguese and English. The English is very evocative. I can only assume the original Portuguese was equally so, rather than an over-imaginative translator. Quick, we need to get back to the real thing. And it's one of my fave pop songs, so it falls a little short of the real thing, perhaps. But it's fun.
Música.
absolutely positive you recognise that song. Killing Me Softly with his song was a massive hit for Roberta Flack in 73. But if you haven't heard the original version by Lori Lieberman, she recorded it in 71, then I urge you to hear it. It's absolutely fabulous. Back to this version, though. That was Robert Billy Gordon, a jazzy tenor man who largely devoted his career to being a session man backing pop and rock stars. And now I need to intro this next number. It needs an intro for you to be able to fully appreciate the fabulous sound. It's a flute solo, a flute improvisation, recorded in the central dome of the Taj Mahal. Each note hangs in the dome for 28 seconds. So you hear the note and the echo or echoes. Flutist, flautist Paul Horn has always been fascinated by Eastern music and over the years made many, many trips to India and the Taj Mahal in particular. And on one occasion in 68, and with the rather unofficial permission of one of the guards and after all the visitors and tourists had left for the day, he then recorded this magical album called, with admirable clarity, Paul Horn inside the Taj Mahal and created this unique music. That song is called Mumtaz Mahal. She was the wife of the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan. And when she died, giving birth to their 14th child, the Shah was so grief-stricken that he put most of his fortune into building this shrine to her, the Taj Mahal. It took 20,000 men 22 years to build the Taj Mahal, and the central dome contains the entombed bodies of the Shah and Mumtaz Mahal. The Taj Mahal is one of the most wonderful buildings in the entire world, based on a wonderful love story. Somewhere in that song you may have heard a drum-like noise. No, it was in fact distant fireworks at a wedding celebration. From India to Africa. From a 1987 LP called John Dankworth conducts the London Symphony Orchestra, Symphonic Fusions. That was a reworking of the Dankworth compo African Waltz. The original had been a UK top 10 hit for him in 1961, his second top 10 hit, by the way. The LSO took a back seat there. I'll just give you the names of the jazz core of the ensemble. Dankworth on alto and Jamie Talbot on tenor were the main soloists. Michael Davis and Kenny Baker trumpets, Ronnie Scott tenor, Douglas Cummings piano. Let's hear that other short piece from Brad Meldow's latest album. I certainly hope, carefully extracted this little gem from a medley of songs. Enjoy. The Kinks, Ray Davies wrote Waterloo Sunset, and that was a huge hit for them in 67. And I see the Kinks are enjoying something of a revival at the moment, with a West End show dedicated to their music. It's a week for jazz versions of pop songs, but wasn't that simply gorgeous? Words almost fail me. Recorded in Rome, March 2011. And who would have thought that original song could sound as plaintive as that? And only Ellington can follow that. This has a slow start and a big finish.
Thank you.
title of the LP was Ellington 55, actually the very first 12-inch LP recorded by Ellington, released in 55, actually recorded between 53 and 55. This exciting version of Body and Soul wasn't on the original LP but came out on the CD reissue. The slowish start is reminiscent of Coleman Hawkins' definitive version of Body and Soul, which the Hawk recorded in 1939. But then tenor man Paul Gonzalez gives us a fabulous solo improvisation at double time. This dazzling solo work was an appetizer before his most famous Newport, Rhode Island solo the following year, 56. And people talk of the early mid-50s, up and until Newport 56, of being a poor period for the Duke. Not sure that's strictly true. Another slight diversion. It's Leo Kottke. His work, having said that. Sure, I have to leave the jazz bins in a record shop and browse the folk section, but it's always a delight to find one of his LPs that I haven't got. That was his own compo, Red and White. Talking of folk songs, here's another. This one from the Highlands of Scotland.
Thank you.
That's from an LP recorded in October 84 here in London and called Grooving, visiting American clarinetist star Buddy DeFranco, supported by an all-British rhythm section, and they were actually touring the whole of the UK at the time. Martin Taylor on guitar, and I saw him live, albeit briefly, a week or so back. That's too complicated a story to tell you now. Alex Shaw piano, Ronnie Ray bass, and our old chum Clark Tracy drums. And yes, that song could only be Scottish, a very Isle of Skye lament. It was originally written for the accordion. Could you manage just one more jazz version of a pop song? Good idea. Let's get them all out of the way this week. Sunshine Superman, given a funky jazz treatment by trombonist Harold Betters. The LP is called Funk City Express, recorded mid-60s with Don Randy piano, Al Casey guitar and Larry Nektar electric bass. Has to be electric bass because it was funky. And there's a terrific photo on the LP cover. Derelict tram cars piled up in a junkyard, just dumped on top of each other. We talked about Skylark, the Hoagie Carmichael song, just last week, when I whittled on about how I appreciate it more with every listen and every new version. So I thought we'd have a vocal to finish this week, so we can enjoy the wonderful lyrics added by Johnny Mercer. It's Annie Ross in London, her hometown, of course. She was born in Mitcham in Surrey before she emigrated as a very young girl to California. It's August 56 with Tony Crombie on piano. Yes, piano rather than his more usual drums. Bob Burns clarinet, Lenny Bush bass. Skylark.
Someone's waiting to be kissed.
Thanks to Annie Ross and Skylark. That's it for this week, I'm afraid. As ever, I really hope you've enjoyed this ricochet around my record collection, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Keep well.